I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, I'm Ina Garten, the Barefoot Contessa. Welcome to the audio podcast of my show, Be My Guest. I've invited some really interesting people to visit me. Some are old friends and some are new friends. We'll share stories that will hopefully amuse and inspire you. And you're invited too. How fun is that? I love to invite interesting people to my house for good food, great conversation, and lots of fun.
This is awesome.
We're having a blast at the bar.
Yes, yes, yes.
With incredible stories.
It was like a total Field of Dreams moment.
I was so nervous, I couldn't even say the word action.
And I looked out and I thought, I'm home.
There's a whole lot of cooking.
Warm chocolate chip cookies.
Ina Garten. She's going to be my sous chef.
This is crazy.
It smells so good. How about if I clean up my mess here?
Yeah, clean up your station. Jeez.
Dueling bashers.
Adventures in the Hamptons. And maybe some cocktails.
Cheers, Ina. Cheers.
How fabulous is that?
Best invite ever.
The incredible award-winning actor Juliana Margulies is someone I've long dreamed of meeting.
Ina Garten has invited me over to cook with her.
She's spending the day with me, and we're talking love, life, careers, and we're drinking margaritas.
This is perfect.
She's showing me her signature halibut with garlic and herb butter.
Just taught Ina Garten how to make a dish.
Then we're hitting the road for the beach.
This could be the start of something great.
I think it is the start of something great.
I've admired Juliana Margulies for so long. She's such a great actress who we've never actually met. Can't believe she's coming today. We're going to talk. We're going to make one of her recipes. But I did hear that she likes a nice margarita, so that's what I'm making for her. So I'm starting with a glass. I'm just going to dip it in lime juice and then in salt, because that's the way you make a good margarita. Okay, that's one. While I work on the second glass, let me tell you what I know about her so far. Juliana Margulies plays strong women on each of her hit television series, ER, The Good Wife, and now The Morning Show.
I mean, by your own admission, you were toiling in small stations around the country.
Right.
And to suddenly be given this opportunity, that must have seemed like it would never come.
She's won so many prestigious awards. She's also a mom, married to businessman Keith Lieberthal, and is also the author of Sunshine Girl, her very candid, best-selling memoir, which tells the story of her really unconventional childhood and her extraordinary career. She's also written a children's book, and in her spare time, she's a terrific cook. She loves having friends over, grilling, baking, using produce and herbs from her garden, and setting beautiful tables. I just can't wait for her to get here. She's driving out to East Hampton from Manhattan, and after we've talked, we're going to cook together.
We are going to cook my halibut in herb butter recipe, and yeah, I'm definitely a little bit nervous. I'm a little bit nervous. It'll be fine, right? Yeah.
Okay, next the margarita mix. So I'm going to start with 3 cups of ice, 1/2 cup of freshly squeezed lime juice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. I like the combination of lemon and lime together. 1 full cup of orange liqueur. I know it's a lot, but the ice actually kind of dilutes it. Right in the blender. And 1 cup of tequila. These are going to be really good. And just blend it. I think Julianne is going to love these. Woo, just made it. Let's see if I can pour these without spilling them all over the place. I don't want to waste a drop. Did it. Okay, into the fridge, and they'll be nice and cold when Julianne arrives.
We're getting near now, and it's always so nice to come out to the Hamptons. I haven't been here in a very long time. It's going to be cooking, conversation, fun, maybe a cocktail? Cocktails would be nice, right? I think it's going to be cocktails, and I think it's going to be an incredible day. I'm very excited. Okay. We're getting so close.
Oh my God. I can't believe I'm here. Look at that barn. Ina! Hi! I can't believe you're here.
I can't believe I'm here either.
How exciting is this?
This is so amazing.
I'm so happy to see you. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I've made margaritas. You're for a margarita right away?
I love margaritas.
Come with me. I sort of knew that.
Oh, my God. You actually made me a margarita.
I really did. I hope they're good.
Of course they're going to be good.
So, did you have a good trip?
It was good. It was easy. And it's a gorgeous day. And I'm over the moon.
I'm so happy to see you.
I'm so happy to see you.
So much to talk about. Because our lives have crisscrossed each other in so many ways. I can't believe we've never met except through Instagram.
How could we have not
Isn't that
met?
Fun?
And by the
know.
Way, it's the best thing that ever happened to me joining Instagram because, you know, I'm not a social media person at all. And I was talked into joining Instagram and I didn't know what a DM was.
I know this. That moment where something shows up and you're like, what is that?
And then suddenly it said, Ina Garten, and I started shaking. You're my guru.
You're my food
That's
guru.
Really sweet. My go-to dish has always been, since I taught myself how to cook, was your chicken marbella.
Are you kidding? Oh,
That's
my goodness.
My go-to.
Isn't that the best? You put the whole thing together, throw it in the oven.
Yeah, but you can do it the night before.
Yeah,
so if you have a huge,
part.
And you can do two of them if you're having
a lot
12
of people. Isn't that great?
And then everyone thinks you're a gourmet chef.
Come with me. I'm going to sit and talk.
To. Cheers.
So happy to see you.
Oh, my God.
How fun is this?
I'm so excited.
This is really great.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. You know, when I was reading your book, Sunshine Girl, which I adore, I was so struck by how many things that we have in common. I mean, starting with crazy childhoods.
Oh, boy.
So your parents split when you were a baby.
Yeah.
And your father had this glamorous, what seemed, I'm sure, to a young girl, glamorous life. He was an ad executive in New York. He lived on Park Avenue. You went to fancy restaurants.
Right.
You summered in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
And then you and your sisters would go back to your mom. And she had a completely different life.
Right.
Describe that.
Yeah, my mother was very bohemian, very much a woman who put her needs first, yet loved us, was a real loving mother, but a narcissist on many levels. One person said to me, oh, your dad was a selfish guy. And I thought, because I was, you know, I put him on this pedestal.
Yeah.
I said, what do you mean? He goes, he went and moved to Paris and left your mother with three little girls when you were a year old in Spring Valley, New York. Mm. And I was like, yeah, but back then, so back in the early 70s, that's what
people did.
That's what people did. Mm-hmm. So we moved to Paris after my father had lived there for a year, my mother moved to Paris.
Yeah, and you just went along.
And so we went, and so we lived on the left bank. My dad lived on the right bank. And then my father moved to London. My mother moved us to England.
So this went on for a really long time. How do you think that kind of a life really...
I'm exhausted thinking about it.
It's amazing. Well, you know, first, when did you think this isn't normal? Which is one of the things that happens to us as kids.
It's
we
question.
Think it's normal. And then one day we go, wait a minute, this isn't normal. When did you kind of come to the realization that that wasn't okay? Wasn't
God,
normal?
That's such a good question, Ina, because the truth of the matter is, I don't know if I ever thought of it as normal or abnormal. I think I thought of it as something I had to get through.
Yeah.
Especially for me, and the reason why I named the book Sunshine Girl is because my mother had named me that because I was always easy. I just talked to her yesterday to tell her I was coming to see you. And she said, that's you, Julianna.
you just, the sunshine follows you. And I was like, oh.
When you name someone Sunshine Girl, it means you
can't
complain.
Be anything else. Right. Yeah, they have to be that all the time. So after your childhood, you went to Sarah Lawrence.
Yeah.
And you found something there that felt like home for the first time. Tell me about that.
It was one of those moments, you know, I never really thought I'd be an actor. I went to schools that were very artistic. So we were always doing plays. And oftentimes they would take the shyest person in the class to be the lead of the play.
Yeah. Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
To give them that sort of identity to say, you can do this. And I remember being furious.
And were you that person?
No. Because I wasn't. I remember in kindergarten, we did Sleeping Beauty. Yeah. And I wanted to be Sleeping Beauty. And I was so excited because I knew I was going to be Sleeping Beauty. And, of course, they picked the shyest girl to be Sleeping Beauty. And I was a hedge. I had to rise. Like, literally, I was in green and I was a hedge and had no lines.
Literally a hedge?
Like a person hedge? I was a hedge with all the other outspoken kids. But I understand it now as an adult. I'm like, of course, they had to try and...
But you were devastated.
I was devastated. Yeah. I was like, a hedge. But as you know, so plays were part of my life, and also we didn't have TV. I wasn't allowed to watch television.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
You weren't?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I think my parents thought I should study, not watch television.
When I went to a friend's house who had TV and who had no restrictions on it, I didn't play with them. I was like, Gilligan's Island? Are you kidding? Right. I mean, I was glued.
Everything that was exactly.
It became
an obsession.
An obsession.
Yeah.
So I just think a little bit of everything
exactly
is okay.
Yeah, I don't remember having any toys when I was a kid. I think back and I think, how terrible is that? I mean, maybe a few like educational things, but nothing just fun like a doll.
Well, I think everything in moderation is the way to live your life.
But... Do you know what Julie Child used to say? What? Everything in moderation, including moderation.
Right. That's
such a great, such a great line.
It's a great line. But yeah, so I got to college, and so I wanted to follow in the footsteps of my grandmother, who was one of the first women to graduate from NYU Law School in 1924 and started the Women's Bar Association of the Bronx because women in 1924 weren't included. You couldn't join the bar, the New York bar.
I don't you know why I'm surprised.
Yeah, right. You could take the bar exam, but you couldn't be a member.
Yeah.
And she just forged this incredible path for women. And I thought, I need to do something noble like that. I had a very heavy academic schedule my freshman year, and I thought, well, I know theater. I'll do that as a theater third just to be able to release some of the anxiety I'm going to have.
Interesting.
And I auditioned for a play. I thought, oh, this will be fun if I get it. And I got it. And I just remember this moment. To this day, it can make me tear up because the lights came up and the audience was there. And I felt such a sense of belonging. Mm. And I looked out and I thought, I'm home. Mm.
To being home.
Yeah, there was... Sorry, wow. You're the new Barbara Walters.
No. Making I think both of us are going to cry.
I know.
So you go to New York, and you're doing some things in New York.
Yes, yeah, so I did some commercials that kept me afloat. I was bartending. I was waitressing.
Yeah. When you're a young actor, you do whatever you have
do
to do,
whatever
right?
You can do. I was...
And then you get a call from Steven Spielberg about a new show called, what was that called? Yes, ER.
Well, I wish I could tell you it was from Steven Spielberg. I get a call from my agent that says Steven Spielberg is producing, and I went on the audition, and I booked the role, which was only to guest star in the pilot and then die.
Yeah.
And I died. Or I didn't, you, have,
you
never
didn't,
saw her
you
die.
You never saw her die.
And when ER was picked up, Juliana was back in the starring role of nurse Carol Hathaway.
And so you went from being a struggling actress to being on the cover of Newsweek.
Right.
How does that change your life? How do you feel about that?
So at the time, I don't think I acknowledged the change. And I really think the first time that I realized perhaps it was bigger than I knew. Mm-hmm. Was when I went back to England, and I always was stopped by customs because I don't play it well, but I always had my guitar and I had long hair and my leather jacket and I looked like a, you know, and they would always pull me.
Typical subversive.
Exactly. And I was getting ready for them to pull me over and go through all my bags. And he looked at me and he said, oh my God, it's Hathaway. And I went,
isn't that great?
What?
In another country.
And I went, wow, this has gone overseas. Like, I didn't realize that it was everywhere.
Actually, I had a wonderful moment like that. Jeffrey and I were coming into London maybe 10 years ago. And and the passport control guy looks at Jeffrey's passport, and he looks up and he goes, "Oh, it's you." I thought, oh, my God, they're going to arrest us. And he goes, "My wife always says to me, why can't you be more like Jeffrey?"
Like Jeffrey? That was so funny.
It was
really?
Such a great moment.
I know. I was wondering about how Jeffrey gets treated in the public, because I would think that most people are telling him how lucky he is because he's always coming home to these incredible meals, right? I mean, that's not a bad way to live.
Exactly.
Now I'm always like, oh, please just let me go through. Good wife, do you know? And they never do. They never. It was only that one time.
Now you've been on ER for 6 years.
Yes.
And it's just been a wild runaway success. And they offer you another 2 years.
Yeah.
And this is your first major left turn. So you decided that you really, what you missed most was a life.
Yeah.
And that was really important. And they offered you a phenomenal amount of money. I think it's pretty well known.
Yeah.
It was like $27 million for 2 years. And you asked everybody for their advice and followed your heart, which was what your father said. How much is enough?
Yeah, when's enough?
When's enough enough?
And how do you want to live your life?
Mm-hmm. And you decided you want to move back to New York, and you did.
And I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was this uproar about it, which made you, did you question it, or did you just say, they don't know what they're talking about?
I was devastated at first because I felt like I was being shamed.
Yeah.
And I think they were assuming that I thought I was going to be some huge movie star and didn't need ER. Yeah. Meanwhile, I had lined up a year of work to go into a play at Lincoln Center for $265 a week and a miniseries. It wasn't that I thought I was going to be some...
You chose your life
I was
over
choosing
your work.
My life. Yeah. And there were moments where I had, with people who had followed my career and followed my decision, young girls that had tears in their eyes that said, your decision helped me make my decision.
Okay, now I'm going to cry. That's really lovely.
And
that's more important.
That's more important because it makes us stronger, it makes us better, and it makes us live a truer life.
Mm-hmm. And so you found something that made you feel like you were home, cooking. What did that do for you? I know what it does for me.
I mean,
did you know how to cook?
I'm going to get emotional because you were such a big part of my sort of finding of my home. So, no, it's true. And so I came back to New York and I had a big breakup with a guy who food had always been an issue for. Like, he was very strict with that. So I never cooked because whatever I cooked, it was grilling me of what was in there and blah, 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 and I don't eat this. And, he didn't eat so many things. And then one day he did eat that. I just couldn't do it. When I finally left that relationship and I'd wake up at 5 a.m, I would go downstairs and I thought, okay, what makes something smell good in the house? I needed to fill the house and I was by myself.
And you wanted to make a home for yourself for
and
the
I
first time.
And I needed to make a home for myself. Yeah. So I started baking. That was the first thing I started doing because I thought it'll make the house smell really good. Mm-hmm. And and then I can bring it to friends' houses. Mm-hmm. And I started baking and then it went from I got obsessed. And what happens is when you bake a lot, your friends start coming over, showing
That's up. Exactly what happens.
Out of the blue. Then I realized, I need to start learning savory dishes. This is fun. Baking's fun.
Yeah.
But we need
to eat cookies all day.
We can't eat cookies all day long. And I, on weekends, started going to cooking classes.
Oh, you did?
Dinner parties became... My house was the epicenter for cooking, eating, friendships. And then... I realized
you were creating a community around yourself.
Around myself.
Which is what you needed.
And it
So
it
you didn't
healed
need
me.
A, one relationship. You needed people around you, a community.
And food and cooking brought that community to me.
So then you move back to New York. And
yes.
You're busy in New York, and you've got this wonderful life. And a friend calls and says, come to my birthday party.
He said, just come for a drink. So I said, I'm going to come for a drink, but I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
I'm going to come hug you and leave. I have to learn my lines. He said, great. So I walk in.
You're hanging out at the bar.
Hanging out at the bar, and there's this incredibly handsome, tall, dark, blue-eyed man. And he makes a beeline over towards me.
And he starts chit-chatting, and he got me a glass of champagne. And I thought it was an actor because my friend was an agent, and there were, it was all
actors.
It was all actors. Yeah. And so anyway, I said, you're so lovely. But I don't date actors. And he said, great, I'm a lawyer. What else? So
and a profession you just have admired since your grandmother was a lawyer.
Right.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And I really needed to go. And I stayed. I stayed for dinner. I stayed for cake. And I hate to say we've never been apart.
Isn't that wonderful?
So that night.
I'll drink to that.
Yeah.
Because now you're really home.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, this is perfect.
Not bad.
Oh, my God.
And so you offered this unbelievable role.
With The Good Wife.
And I'm assuming you really wanted to do it.
I really wanted it. And I mean, had a lawyer. It was like the best.
And a lawyer. You got to play a lawyer. Yeah. And what did you say to the producers?
I said, I love this role so much, and I would love to do it. But if it's not New York, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
And what did they say?
I said, then we'll make it New York.
Isn't that just,
I mean,
you took a chance.
Yeah.
It was something you really wanted, but you took a chance to have a life first.
I was
and
willing
to walk really
away.
And that's really brave.
Yeah.
You're willing to walk away. And that's brave. That's really hard to do.
It's hard to do on many levels, also because at the time, I think I was 42, and I was a new mommy and a new wife. And I had to take that risk because I had learned in life that my happiness and my family's happiness is more important than any career.
Mm-hmm.
I miss Alicia. I miss playing her. I loved playing her. I'm not as smart as she is. I wish I was. I wish I could.
Of course you are.
Well,
you know she is.
You know, in a different way. Like, but and I think what I have that Alicia doesn't, and I said this to them, I said, I want to do a show about Alicia just in therapy. Because that girl's never been on a couch. She needs to let go.
That's the next series.
Yeah.
So tell me what your best day ever was.
So recently, we were upstate at our house, and I was cooking in the kitchen listening to a podcast. It's a gorgeous fall day, and my husband came in with this gorgeous glass of Burgundy, a bottle he had been saving for a special occasion. It was no special holiday. It was just the perfect day after a gorgeous bike ride and this incredible view.
And it was an ordinary day, but he really wanted to celebrate it. And you did too.
Why aren't we celebrating?
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, we don't have to wait to open a good bottle of wine.
And just think of the chances you took, the risks you took, the walls you got around just to get to an ordinary day where you just feel incredibly lucky.
It's my favorite times are the ordinary times.
Yeah. So don't we need to cook together?
I think we do.
I think we're going to make your halibut with herb butter. But first, why don't we go out to the garden? We'll get some fresh herbs.
And
I've got a lot of them.
You're going to teach me how to make it a little better. This is my
own recipe.
Maybe
a little bit.
No, you're going to make it better. Okay, great.
Okay,
let's go.
Okay, let's go. Okay, here's the garden.
Oh!
So, what herbs do we need?
Okay, so I usually just pick whatever looks good.
Okay.
So thyme, rosemary, sage, marjoram, whatever I have available,
okay,
parsley.
Have a little rosemary.
That a little?
Should, yeah,
do you
that
think
should
you
work.
Have a little rosemary?
I think we can find some rosemary.
Okay.
That is
Isn't
gorgeous.
That amazing?
Okay, so you tell me what to clip and I'll clip it. How's that?
Oh, yeah, no, that's plenty.
That's plenty?
That's
okay.
Plenty. Here, I'll be your holder.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is what we refer to as Luxembourg Gardens, jokingly as Luxembourg Gardens, because it's got linden trees like Luxembourg Gardens and a water feature. Actually.
Going into the secret garden. It's like the entrance
garden.
To the secret garden.
and this is my little walled garden. Yeah, my little secret garden. We've got lots of herbs here. So you need parsley, right?
So we need parsley.
Do you like a lot?
I like to use flat leaf parsley, yeah. Perfect.
Is that it?
That's a nice bunch. And
thyme. Oh, thyme. I have thyme.
Mm.
I have lots of time.
Oh, that's tarragon. Let's use
tarragon. I love tarragon.
I love tarragon.
Like kind of anise
here,
flavor.
I'll hold you.
Okay,
cut.
Perfect. Okay.
See, already a match made in heaven.
We do everything together.
I love some chives. I'm a big chive person.
Yeah, I like that oniony thing in chives, right?
Beautiful.
Okay. Socially.
Yeah.
Look
do
at this.
Herbs. Your herb garden is much, much prettier than mine.
So what else do we have?
And sage.
And sage.
Just a little bit of sage, because it's pretty strong.
Sage and oregano go a long way.
They go a long way.
Right. And do you like my tomatoes?
Yeah, eat some.
Let's eat some tomatoes.
It's
and
really
how about
good
a tomato?
Tomato.
Let's see, what can we do for tomatoes?
Fresh off the vine.
Fresh
Look
off the
those.
Vine.
Look at those.
Good for you.
Thank you.
They're totally organic. Mm. Mm. How good is that? Mm.
Those really are amazing.
Good. Mm. A glass of rosé in a chaise lounge, and I'm good to go.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Cook.
Okay.
I can't wait.
I'm so excited. You're going to make it so much better than mine?
No, I'm not.
I can't wait to learn.
I'm sure it's fabulous.
Okay.
Okay.
Mmm. You know, herbs is the whole reason I planted my garden.
So
I just thought, fresh herbs, there's nothing like it. I don't want to go to the supermarket to buy herbs.
I love walking outside just to plant herbs. And we both have barns.
Yours is a working barn.
Yeah, but yours is a real barn.
Mine's a real barn that one day I'll figure out what to do with.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun cooking.
I can't wait. You're going to make my dish so much better.
Nah, I bet I won't.
I mean,
it'll just be more fun.
I even have the same hardware as you.
Really?
I have the same exact hardware as you.
That's great.
Thank you, Anna.
We're like separated at birth. Okay, let's make your famous halibut with herb butter. Put me to work.
Oh my God, Ina Garten, she's gonna be my sous chef. This is crazy. Yes, please.
Okay,
which chop knife do you want? You can use that this knife and just chop, 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 and I'll start helping you. First.
And any organization, any
it doesn't matter.
Amount?
It's all gonna go in the same. That's
okay,
the perfect
great.
Amount. We're gonna use the rest for some garnish at the end to make it look pretty.
Okay.
So it'll get chopped eventually. We like pretty. I'm gonna put the butter in my little bowl here.
So you're making an herb butter that's going to cook with the halibut, right?
It's going to cook with the halibut. I put the butter in the little bowl here with a little salt and some pepper.
And pepper? Your favorite pepper
But there's
mill,
pepper
right?
already in here, so I'm just going to use a pinch of that.
Great. I love that pepper mill.
So luckily, this magically got done. This is garlic. I put garlic, butter, salt.
And pepper.
And I mix it all into this beautiful, yummy, unsalted butter because you want to... I feel like I always want to control my own amount of salt.
Exactly.
Thank you.
You've actually been paying attention.
I have been trying, yes. Okay, so I mixed all that up. Look how well she's trying.
Do they do well? Do they do
okay? So good. Just throw that in. You're nervous. I mean, honestly. Okay, and I'm going to help you chop up some, too.
Okay.
I'm
going to
chop up some rosemary in there. And let's take it off.
Yeah, take it off the stem.
I know. I saw you do that. I was just trying to be quick. Normally, I make my herb butter the night before.
Yeah.
And then once it's all mixed up in this bowl, I take it all out and I put it on a piece of parchment paper and I roll it up like a log.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it in the fridge and then you can just slice it and it comes out in these beautiful round slices. And then you can use
it
for
elegant.
A steak if you make it the next night. And I put it on top of the steak once I flip it, which makes everything taste better. I feel like this needs a little more, just a wee bit more salt.
Do you want a little chive?
Chives, yep. Throw it all in there.
All of it?
Yeah, go for it.
Good for you.
It's really...
Great. It's so casual, I love
it. It's casual, it's easy, it's fast. I don't usually have someone of your stature helping me.
You don't have a lot of herbs left over either.
Nope.
So you just put in whatever you have.
You put in what you have and then...
That's it.
Time.
Time,
but
I've got time right here. You have the most gorgeous garden. And you just recently put it in, didn't you?
I put it in.
Next to the barn.
Next to the barn. Because I realized the one thing I didn't want to have to run to the market to get herbs.
Yeah,
I didn't want to have to run to the market to get lettuce, you know, and there it is. And you don't, it's all organic. There's no pesticides in
it.
Yeah.
It's great. It's fabulous.
So that's pretty much it. What I was hoping is that, so it's beautiful as is, but I bet you could add something that makes it a little, I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm always looking for something that gives every dish an edge.
Yeah.
Like a vinegar.
Oh.
A little bit of vinegar kind of brightens the flavors.
Yeah.
Or a little mustard, Parmesan cheese. But for this, you know what I would do is lemon zest. It would just brighten all the flavors.
Why didn't I think of that? You can just grate that right in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Should I do it?
Yeah, grate
it
right in there.
Oh, good. Okay.
I mean,
and then we can use the lemon on the halibut if you want to.
Right, afterwards.
So, yeah.
Beautiful.
But it just gives it a brightness that I just think is really good.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Normally, and I don't know if it's the right thing, so I'm asking you. Normally, I salt and pepper my fish before I put it,
Always. You're absolutely right. When you bite into it, that's the first thing you taste is the flavor.
Right.
Yeah,
And it brings the flavor out.
And there's actually another thing. You can actually salt it when it comes home from the store and then just rewrap it and put it in. And the salt kind of seeps into the flesh of the fish, which makes such a difference. You can't imagine. Try it sometime.
Yeah.
You can't imagine.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Wow, the lessons you learn.
I'm big on salt and pepper.
It's the two things everybody has in their house.
Right.
And they tend to underuse.
Right. Now, then what I usually do is I put a little olive oil in the pan, you know, maybe okay. two tablespoons, but I never measure.
Yeah, that you don't have to measure that.
when you get to be a pro like me. and I heat it up. Let's see.
Let me do that.
Okay. Great. Okay.
Do you want it on high or medium?
Yeah, I like to put it on high because okay. I like to hear a nice and it sort of gives it a crispiness right. to it on
and
one
it keeps
side.
Keeps the moisture in.
Right.
It sears the outside, yeah.
So I wait for that to go, and while I'm doing it, I put my butter mix in my little saucepan.
And I love this. I invite somebody to come cook for me. What kind of an invitation is that?
I keep wondering. I'm like, is she looking at me going, why did you do it that way?
No, she's not. She's doing it perfectly.
And then I always wash my hands. I like to place everything, if I can, with my hands because
yeah,
I feel like...
then you can feel it.
Exactly.
Exactly. I used to cook with a friend of mine on a pump who had a specialty food store near here. And I was always saying to her, is this okay? Is that okay? Is this okay? And she would say to me, you know how to cook. I'm going to say that to you.
You're sweet. Thank you.
You really do.
I want to turn this off. So it's turned off because it's, I don't want it to get any more melted than that. Right?
Oh, that smells so good.
And
I wish you could smell it. Doesn't it's just amazing.
It's perfect. And by the way, I can smell the lemon.
Yeah.
Thank you
good.
For doing that.
Oh, good. So you've been cooking with Kieran, your son, right? How old is he?
I have. So he's 13, and I have this, I just don't want him to go out into the world without knowing how to cook.
Yeah.
I don't want him to get to college. Yeah. And not know how to do laundry, not know how to cook himself a meal or make his bed.
How to take care of himself.
Yeah. Yeah. So we started with baking.
Yeah.
That he loves baking, and we would do baking competitions together.
You do? Really? It's like the Great British Bake Off in your house?
He loved watching that show, so we would do Bake Off. And I'm a simple cook. I like things in order, and I like to make it quickly, and I like to get it going.
Yeah.
He's very intricate, and he loves flavor, so... our first thing that we baked together were turnovers.
Yeah.
And he said, Mom, we're going to do a savory and we're going to do a sweet.
Wow.
And I went, oh, God, because of course I'm doing most of his work. And he was like, I'm going to make a marzipan turnover with an orange glaze.
That was his first dish?
His first thing he made. Wow. So I had to learn how to make
marzipan for starters, yeah.
Which I was amazed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's delicious. It's crazy amounts of sugar, but it was so good.
Yeah.
And also pastry dough. I had never actually...
You made the dough?
I made the dough.
Oh, wow. Because sometimes you can do it by like frozen puff pastry and cut it out and then do that too.
I should have done that.
Yeah. Well, you can do both.
Right.
It's nice to know how to do both.
Well, he loves to bake. So I said to him, listen, you're heading towards 14, one night a week. You tell me what you want to cook savory-wise, and you're going to be the chef for the night.
Wow. And he did it?
And well, he's going to. So he's already decided his first dish is going to be ramen noodle soup.
Oh, that's good.
I know.
That's great. Well, because he'll know how to make it in college.
Exactly.
Which is great.
Which I'm sure he'll buy the cup and pour hot water over it. But he wants to make it from scratch.
Yeah, that's
and
actually,
so I think
really
that's good.
Around
halfway up is when I flip
it over. It smells great.
Yeah, fabulous. So,
and the grill pan's a good idea.
The grill pan's nice because you get that gorgeous look.
Exactly.
And then it makes my diners think that I'm professional in some way.
You are.
I'm not. Look how gorgeous that is.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
And by the way, really nice halibut. Okay, so then what I do is I turn it down just a wee bit, and I pour over my herb butter just on each piece like this.
Oh, how bad could that be? Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, the more
how
flavor, the better.
Is this?
And then I'm going to take a lid, and I turn it off because it's going to cook itself, and it sort of steams now.
Yeah. So how long does it sit for?
3 minutes.
Wow.
And it's done.
Oh, my God. I'm so making this for Jeffrey. It's so easy and delicious.
Oh, my God. Just taught Ina Garten how to make a dish. I can't believe I taught you how to make a dish.
I'm so excited. I hope it tastes as good as it smells right now.
How fun is this? We're finishing Juliana's halibut with herb butter, and it smells amazing. Do I get to taste it?
Yes, yes, yes. We're going to put it on a platter.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. If you're having a dinner party, it looks so pretty. Yeah. Oftentimes when it's just me and my family, I plate everything just so there's...
It's just three of you, yeah.
Yeah, it's just three of us. But, you know, I did waitress for years, so I'm very aware of how plates have to look.
And look how beautiful that looks.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yeah.
But you actually... It's the simplicity of this dish.
I like
is
the simplicity.
Kind of what's gorgeous
how about
about
if we just do a little parsley on the platter?
There you go.
Look how
and
perfect that platter
juicy.
Is for this. How's that? Is that
that's
good?
Perfect.
Just simple.
That's simple.
People over-decorate things, and you lose the food. And that looks just...
Oh,
can
my
we taste
God,
it?
So good. Yeah,
so good. Okay, there are two forks
really
here.
Okay.
One fork, two forks. Oh, my God, this smells... You can't imagine. I mean, the flavor of the herbs and the chives and the... I wonder if you can taste the lemon. It's delicious.
It's really good.
You know what's interesting? Is you're very aware of the kind of that herb and garlic and lemon thing. But it's not like one thing doesn't hit you.
Right.
It's all perfectly balanced.
I think the herbs with also adding the lemon, I think, balanced out it more than I even thought
it really?
Could be. Oh, look,
oh,
he's
good.
Having a second bite.
Excuse me.
Come on. It is
so good. Gross.
So easy, took no time at all.
It's fabulous.
Really
and
few ingredients. Yeah, little cleanup. And you're done.
So good. See, you know how to cook.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
You got me.
I know you used to spend the summers in East Hampton. And there's one thing that I just love doing. Want to come do it with me?
Yes, please.
I thought you'd think it was fun.
Oh,
okay.
What is it?
I'll tell you when
okay.
we get
okay,
there.
Okay,
it's
okay.
a surprise.
Okay, I'm so excited.
Come with
Bye.
Me. We're going for a mini ride to the beach.
How fun is this?
Okay, are you Thelma or Louise?
I'll be whatever you don't want to be.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. Literally.
Look, this is what you need for a beach car.
On the perfect day.
You're not scared, are you? I'm a very good driver.
I'm not scared. Why would I be scared?
My father taught me to drive in East Hampton when I was 12.
I love that.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Don't run anybody over.
I'm gonna run people over.
So what was it like in the summers in East Hampton?
You know, we never got in a car. We
rode
our bikes.
Oh, you just walked everywhere?
We just rode our bikes everywhere.
Yeah.
It was, you know, into town, after dinner, we would go to all the farm stands, get the corn, do the barbecues outside, and then ride our bikes into town. And I remember the summer when we lived on Georgica Lane. The movie was Grease. Remember with Olivia
really?
And John?
Of course. And John Travolta.
And John Travolta.
Yeah.
And I saw it 11 times.
No.
I saw it 11 times. I was 12.
Amazing. Isn't that great?
Oh my God, this is so fun.
And this is Baker House, which is...
What is Baker House?
It's an inn. It's been many things, but it's always been an inn. It must have been somebody's house at one time. But I love the green. I love the cemetery.
And this hasn't changed at all.
Hasn't changed
the pond.
At all. Oh, it's historic.
Still there.
And the windmill. That's the real
sign
deal.
When you've arrived.
Yeah.
Is this a...
This is called the Maidstone Arms. It's an inn,
can
too.
Can you stay there?
Yeah,
oh,
you can stay there. Yeah.
Right, let's talk about a party.
Yeah, let's
What's
talk about
a favorite party.
A dinner party is my favorite party.
Yeah.
You know, any kind of party where you're going in to sit around a table. I think it's why I love cooking. Honestly, I know that if I cook, they will come.
Everybody will show up. Nobody gets the phone call, I love you, come to dinner. And they say, nah.
Right.
Everybody says
Everyone
yes.
Everyone gets excited about a dinner party.
Yeah.
I mean, it.
Well, at your house.
Well, sure. But
yeah,
I get excited. When someone invites me to a dinner party, I always say, what can I bring?
Right. Yeah.
That's the first thing I say. Which is funny now, because most people always say, the side dish. I'm like, oh!
Because vegetables don't travel well.
Is this the way you remember it?
This is the way I remember it, all these
gorgeous
hedges.
Yeah.
So I would ride from Georgia Lane, I'd go around, probably up to this road, and then go up to the beach. And then I used to ride my bike. We'd be at the beach all day, and then I'd ride my bike back home, change into my tennis outfit, and ride to my bike all the way to the tennis courts.
Almost, on Montauk Highway?
Yeah.
Almost in Waynescott. Wow.
Almost in Waynescott.
Wow.
Look
at this house. Isn't that gorgeous?
Look at the lawns.
Oh, just so gorgeous.
And I remember the snack.
The snack bar is still there.
The snack bar was there.
It's
and
still
we
there.
Used to run across that hot, hot sand to get ice cream sandwiches. And I'm the youngest of three, so I was like, Juliana, go and get the...
Oh, they would send...
Yeah, they would send
me... You
would
be gopher, right? Here we are at the beach.
This.
Look at this. Oh, my God. It's so beautiful. It never gets old, does it?
I mean, even, you know, it doesn't matter what time of year.
Does it look like you remembered when you were a kid?
Yeah. There's just nothing like this ocean for me is
And the snail.
I learned to swim. This is the beach. I learned to swim in the waves.
Was that a good surprise?
That was a beautiful surprise. Really, thank you. I feel like my dad's here somewhere. Oh. He used to go into the ocean and just start swimming and swim and swim so far out that he loved to swim. And I would stand there waiting for it because I was so scared that he wouldn't come back. You know, it was so far out. Yeah. I would get nervous. I never saw the movie Jaws because I love swimming in this ocean. I didn't want to be scared.
And it's such a beautiful beach because there are no big hotels and high rises. It's just houses on the beach.
Especially nice right now, I know, when there's no one here.
And you can smell it. I mean, it's just the smell of it. It's wonderful. Okay, you ready for a pop quiz?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm
here's
game.
The pop quiz.
Okay.
Okay. What's the movie you've seen the most?
Oh, the movie I've seen the most is probably The Big Chill.
Isn't that a fabulous movie?
I love it
so
much.
It's so wonderful. Yeah. That's and it's of the time. One food that makes you happy.
It's so hard to choose one, but I'm going to just say salmon.
Isn't that great? That's good.
Salmon makes me happy.
What's the best job you've ever had?
This one?
Right answer.
It's true. I've never had so much fun in my life, and I get to eat on the job.
Great. Worst job. We've all had one of those.
Yeah, the worst job I've ever had probably was waitressing at the River Cafe on the deck as a cocktail waitress.
That's hard work. In the summer.
In the summer. In that summer, with I had that suit on. Everything was polyester. It was just horrible.
Horrible. What's the best present you've ever gotten?
Oh, my God. The best present I've ever gotten. Oh, this is going to sound so corny.
No.
But it was my engagement ring.
Isn't
it was really special.
And the last question is actually from a very famous interviewer, James Lipton. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive?
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
I feel like I'm going to cry already.
You did good, kid.
You did good, Kim. You really did.
Oh!
You'd be right.
Should we go in the ocean?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Do you think it's cold? I actually wouldn't mind, it looks really cold. Yes. This has been a dream come true for
me,
truly.
So wonderful. And just the start.
This has been a joy.
It doesn't get any better than this.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Thank you for listening to Be My Guest. I hope you enjoyed it. If you have a moment, I'd love to hear your comments on Apple Podcasts. I'll be back next week with new episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Hope you'll join us.